Welcome to the Days of Praise podcast, a daily devotional by the Institute for Creation Research.
Jehovah, and you, Lord, in the beginning have laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of your hands. Hebrews 1:10. The primary name for God in Scripture is the majestic name Jehovah, occurring nearly 7,000 times. The early Jews were reluctant to use that name for fear of using it lightly, and substituted the word Adonai, meaning master or lord, in its place. Our English versions have followed suit, using the term Lord for Jehovah, small or all caps to distinguish it from Adonai or Lord. Thus, the name Jehovah appears only 4 times in the King James and causes us at times to miss the full impact of the passage. This is especially true in the New Testament quotations from Old Testament passages that used the name Jehovah, for which Lord has been substituted. Now, in the English versions, the name Lord appears. If Jehovah, that is, deity, were read instead, much richer meaning would be gathered, and it would prove beyond a doubt the full deity of Christ. Consider 2 examples. First, our text quotes from Psalm 102:25 to 27. The entire psalm consists of praise to Jehovah, and here in Hebrews it addresses the Son. If we read, "Thou, Jehovah, in the beginning have laid the foundations of the earth," and realize that Jesus is the subject of the passage, we recognize that Jesus can be none other than the Creator God. Also in Matthew 3:3, where John the Baptist fulfilled his prophesied role by teaching, "Prepare the way of the Lord," quoting from Isaiah 40:3, we see Jesus equated with the Jehovah of the Old Testament, for Isaiah uses the term Lord in all caps, or Jehovah. In these and many other examples, we see Christ as the Jehovah Jesus, and that the Lord of the Old Testament is the Jesus of the New Testament.
If you've enjoyed today's devotional, be sure to subscribe to the Days of Praise podcast on Apple or Google Podcasts. And please rate and review so more listeners can find us. To support ICR's ministry, visit icr.org/donate. Your gift of any amount helps us reach others with biblical truth and encouragement. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll start each day with Days of Praise.